It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 662.
Happy Friday night drinks, Gronks. Welcome to the live stream, the live Zoom. We've got about 30 of us here today. This is really kicking off.
I'm absolutely seven. Yeah. What are you drinking?
Exactly what I had last week. The rest of the bottle's there, so it's...
Oh my God. We're getting a head shake. We're getting a head shake from Grace. Have you got a problem with this, Grace?
Surely he's finished it by now. It's been a week.
And my concern is it the same bottle, Sevs? Because it tastes like shit, if it is?
Yeah, no, same bottle. I don't think Mum and Dad like it, but it's okay.
So you're drinking a week-old wine, so really treat yourself today, buddy.
Yeah.
we're not going to go through today and ask everybody what they're drinking. That's what we did last week. But I am drinking Wild Yak. Josh, you're drinking it. Did you buy a fresh bottle for this?
Yeah, I've got Adelaide Hills Pinot Noir. I've spilled some. Pinot Noir.
Is that on the gaming keyboard? Or
no, it's fine. Okay. Paracomb, is it, or some shit? It's a bit slippery now.
Can we all just get a nice sort of cheers to the camera start? Everyone. Here we go. Three, two, one. Cheers.
Cheers.
Beautiful.
So, TJ, the drinking game.
Yeah.
We've had George do some work on it.
Yeah.
George,
really?
What's the deal? How does the drinking game work?
Sorry, Ramble, you're an absolute animal.
How has he unmuted himself?
Ramble has put up a shot that I photoshopped.
How's that?
It's beautiful. It looks great. It's of me, George, and 97, and it's a bit of a parody of the Tiger King.
Tiger King. Hey, just some news on Tiger King. He has coronavirus in prison.
Oh, really? Bullshit.
Yeah. He's contracted coronavirus.
That's annoying.
Yeah. Annoying for him. Yeah, definitely.
George, can you tell us the coronavirus?
Yeah, sure. Should I go through all of them, Mace, or?
Yeah, go through all of them.
Let's just go through them.
Wait, what? I thought this was a secret.
Go on.
Hang on. So I reckon, I don't really know how to do this. I've never done a drinking game before.
I think we'll just all be involved.
Okay. So hang on. So George, you've been working on a drinking game, ideas for a drinking game. Is that right?
No, just for tonight.
Yeah. Amazing.
For this.
All right. Yeah. Cause they've happened naturally the last couple of weeks. We had, the first one was when we said the word Corona, Mr. 97 had to drink, which was great. And then Gemma Watts had somehow started one without us all know. I didn't know. What were you doing? Didn't you start one last
Leah.
Week?
No, Leah. No. Leah did it.
Leah did it.
What would you do?
I just said, every time they say dialed in, let's take a drink.
Okay. Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
So
you're drinking a lot then, because we're always dialed in. Anyway, George, over to you, buddy.
That was one of the ones for tonight too. So.
All right. Okay. Explain it, George.
Okay. So take one drink every time you guys say dialed in, nightmare, or outrageous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two drinks for any time Mr. 97 goes red.
you gotta confirm that once if you're drinking red wine as well.
Yeah.
If you're drinking red and I go red.
Okay. If you're drinking for red wine, yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can just drink if you want.
And then two drinks also for each person who's in the show, not from Australia.
Okay, so we need to check that now. Hands up if you're not in Australia right now.
Glenn Bearded Fenn.
One, two, three.
And Alexander. That's it. Three.
I think it's three. Three.
Is that right, six? So Stuart as well. Stuart as well. There's four. There's four. Four.
Great. Four.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
So I mean, eight, George. Eight drinks.
Okay.
Is that really how it works?
Mate.
How big do they have to be?
A sip. So it's,
One.
It's a first beer. It's one whole beer, George. Yeah,
it's a lot, isn't it?
Two.
No, you're an absolute animal. I tell you what, Ian Trainor's giving a bloody good hit though. Look at him. He's just going back for it. He's in isolation still. He's still locked down for another... How much longer are you in isolation for, Ian?
No, I got out yesterday.
Oh, you got out? Sounds like you just left jail.
Out of isolation, straight in isolation, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. All right, George. So you've got any others or that's it?
Two drinks if Josh says kick-ons.
Craig, I don't know if I will, to be honest.
Well, not now.
I reckon you will.
Yeah.
Okay. Later you will. And then you have to finish your drink if Bodhi comes on camera.
Oh, we all have to scull.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I had to sit down with him. I said, Brody, now, if you get up and you need something, you come down and you just whisper to daddy, can you do this? Like he actually was like, yeah, yeah. He hasn't had sleep today. So he's it's either him being a little angel or he'll flip and turn into the Grinch.
Yeah.
But yeah. So we could be all sculling a drink.
I think that'd be awesome. If he walks in the background, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. In terms of kick-ons, I know you don't have to drink because I didn't say it. Josh, it's only if Josh says kick-ons. So don't say kick-ons, Josh.
Race is just going for it.
For kick-ons, which is if you're listening through a podcast app, after the show, after the Zoom call, we're just going to extend the drinking and it's not going to be recorded. So it could turn into debauchery. I'm going to change my setup and I've got the fire pit ready. I've got my laptop and I've got my my NT USB microphone and I'll be out the back
specific.
Having a fire. Yeah. So I'll be dialed in.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, yeah, I might go on the new couch. We've got the couch, which is exciting.
Oh, great.
Just wanted to shout out to Shannon, my first TikTok duet. Shannon, what'd you think?
How do you feel?
I feel great. I feel very sort of nimble. It sort of, you know, got me sort
it's
of moving.
It's fun, isn't it? It's good. It's good to just have some fun and some light times at the moment. Good.
Was it a meme or something? Was I doing like, was that specific to some sort of
cultural
thing? I
don't know what you were doing.
So it's the Macarena, but is there any sort of cultural significance in regards to meme culture?
I don't think so. I think it's just small snippets of choreography that have made their way sort of onto TikTok through different like music remixes, I guess you would say, and then they're made famous by the popular TikTokers, and that's it.
And so is that wave, I feel like I've seen a lot of people do the wave. Is that a TikTok wave?
No, not really. I think it's so before some of like the first beats start to which you would start dancing, there's like a bit of intro music where I guess you can walk back from hitting go on the camera or you know, so it's a bit of a, I don't know, time killer little cheeky wave.
Yeah, okay. But there's no specific sort of
not that I'm aware of. No.
Oh, that's all right.
I was driving past a park the other day and I saw these two young girls, probably 11, and I was thinking, what the fuck are they doing? They had and I got closer and they had their phone set up at the tree and they were doing TikToks.
That was me today. I started off in my front yard because I had really good light earlier in the day in my front yard, and I have these elderly neighbors and they came up to the fence and they were like, are you okay? Like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, great. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm fine. Like, not having a seizure. It's all good.
Imagine trying to explain TikTok to a 90-year-old.
Literally, that's like that. I said, oh, do you know about TikTok? And I was just like, why did I even ask that? Like, I had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah, I'd love it if he just said back to you, you know, the US government has banned all people in the thing, you know, have banned the anyone's phone in the US. Politicians can't have it on their phones.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
because it's too addictive. Joining.
That's a shame.
No, it's actually got privacy concerns with China. But okay.
No, it is addictive too, Seth. Have you been consuming lots of it, Josh, or have you just been creating?
No, I want to be purely a creator on the platform. Sort of just focus on the content. But I also want to know what the etiquette is in regards to duetting other people's stuff. Like, can I just go to random people's videos and duet them? Shannon's nodding. That's completely acceptable. Oh, sorry, she's just
sip. So as long as they have, like, you know, where I messaged you and said the three little dots on the right hand side of your TikTok screen, and you go in, as long as you can go in there. Some people have it on private, so it's sort of like Instagram where you can have your profile private. If their profile is private, sometimes you can't duet them, but most people, I guess, would be on TikTok to have a public profile.
It's actually genius.
More this views.
App, it is so good. Genius, the app. Like, it's just going through, it's so addictive. Have we seen the guy that did the TikTok? He's the Aussie dude who was talking about, it was the you know, when ScoMo told Andrew, not your time, Andrew. Have you seen that one? It's the best TikTok I've ever seen. He's so likable. I love that guy. And he can really act. Turns out he's like a... Sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, Scooter has actually brought it up on his video, which is a classic.
Brought up your TikTok?
Yeah, he's brought up my TikTok.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Which is
quite impressive.
You look so natural, Josh. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I just thought it's something that I could actually do from a volume... Sorry, Scooter, what are you saying, mate?
Be very careful what tech you help me with.
No, I don't mind it. Look, I like it being spread far and wide. I think that the good thing is that the barrier to entry is so low. I reckon I could be doing for an hour without it taking any impact on the rest of my work, which is good.
Definitely not.
Literally, absolutely just not. Turn it on and just give it a crack without giving it too much thought. I think it's fine.
Oh, Bodie's yelling. That could mean we're all going to have a beer, sculling our whole drink.
Hey, Grace has just come up with a great idea. What's the new drinking game?
Okay. Grace, you've been unmuted. What's this idea?
Well, because none of you guys are saying any of the words. So I said, pick a person and when they drink, you drink.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
Don't pick Grace because you will be drunk.
Yeah. I'll pick Gemma. get drunk together.
And don't pick Shannon because she polished off six beers last week during the live stream.
That's also, Gemma's itching to get on. She's not happy.
Gemma muted.
Hey, Gem. How did you cut your own? Do you say bangs or fringe?
Fringe, because this is Australia.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just super salty because I've never been muted before. And this.
Oh yeah.
Oh, sorry. We can keep you live.
That's whatever. It's like I'm not mad, and I definitely wasn't. You know, super upset about it in the chat. It's really funny. In fact, I didn't even notice.
Are you having an Aperol?
Absolutely, yeah. Because no one fucking sent me alcohol this week. Is that not rude?
Well, I mean, it's also consider
they've gone out of business.
Yeah, consider the economy is absolutely in the hole.
But I did a very subtle Instagram post last week, being like, "Oh my god, who's gonna send me alcohol for next Friday?"
Nothing,
mate. Seems Tully's got no issue. She's been getting sent alcohol left, right, and centre.
Oh, well, she needs to. You know, sure, counteract right. All the squats.
Yeah, a lot of squatting going on.
I think literally kill myself if someone tagged me in a squat challenge.
Oh, yeah.
You've been doing your PT. How's that going?
Yeah, really. It just like gets me up and about. So that's good. And then I feel like I can drink more. So
what do you do? Are you just skipping? Like, so I saw you were skipping.
Okay, so when I'm actually, I will, you know, I won't go through the whole thing, but when I'm actually at the gym, he makes you do circuits and then he makes you sprint in between every circuit. Mm-hmm. I've obviously, like, I've got a treadmill here, but he's not making me go inside and then back outside, so instead of sprinting, he's just making me skip in between every circuit, which, you know, it's torture. But I assume Victoria's Secret will give me a call to quarantine, and I guess we'll just go from there.
I mean, are you new to the gym environment, Gem?
Yeah, you know this, doll. Until FoxFit, I had never set foot in a gym. It's like the only thing that I'm nervous about because I just didn't like the idea of people watching, and I only do things that
Bodie's here. You're going to scull your drink. Bodie, you've just made everybody have to scull their whole drink.
Finished.
Hard to scull one.
Is he doing a nudie run already?
And he just ran off.
God, if I have to do that one more time.
No, he's coming back, but you don't have to. You got to finish it.
That's obviously done. Grace, you were saying that there's all these perverts. What's the deal?
Disgusting. I don't know, but I just know whenever I'm at the gym, there's this group of about 50-year-olds, about four or five 50-year-olds always park themselves either behind me or in front of me, and it's just so obvious and disgusting.
Do you think they have money? Cause
they probably do, and that's fine, but ugh, they're gross.
Yeah, I once met a guy that Mason met in the sauna.
Oh, Big T.
Big T.
Big T.
Big T. Mason fall. Mason, I mean, now we've got a problem, guys, because Bodie's realised that I've got chips next to the computer and he's just running back and forth getting chips.
I haven't refilled.
So, no. George, is there some kind of caveat on how many times Bodie can make us all drink?
Three max.
Three max.
Pussy.
Okay. Great. But he's still on. It's only when he goes back up the stairs and then if he comes back down. Hang on. I'm going to help you guys and myself. Okay, so we're
he's
not.
He's putting him in the seat, but you put a seatbelt in the couch.
That's actually a good idea. Yeah. Hang on.
A seatbelt in the couch. Sevs, do you ever go to the gym and just go to the sauna?
Yeah, when I don't have time, because the sauna closes at 9:15 and the gym 9:30. So if I get there like 8:30, I'll just go straight to the sauna and spend like 45 minutes in there.
And what is the etiquette around actually talking to people? Because are you just being nice? Because it seems like you've got a lot of mates there.
I mean, you don't have to talk to them. They usually mention something and then I have to respond to them. Or if there's an actual interesting conversation, then you can jump into it. But most of the time it was either me just talking with Andre and then someone jumping into the conversation. So you have to reply to them.
And what are you wearing?
Just like workout shorts.
Okay. Is anyone naked?
No. Because you have to walk through the pool area to get there. And the spa's next door. So you can't. Just bathers. Yeah. And there are plenty of kids. So
just a content thought for you guys. When we're all out of this isolation, can we maybe get like a promo of Mason in the sauna just daydreaming about Grace?
Just like, he's going red.
I was about to say you'd have to drink.
Right. Just a thought, just throwing it out there, guys. You know?
It would be fun to do. I do like the idea of doing a photo shoot when we actually allowed to be together, like a real rock star style. Like I would love to wear. I've just got this vision of the new podcast artwork for me to wear a leather jacket.
Do you own a leather jacket, Josh?
I don't know.
I own so you can borrow one of mine.
Okay, great.
What's I'm a rock cut? Star. Yeah. I have all of them, every cut.
Okay.
I'm real punk rock, you know me, just riding bikes. I got a tattoo now, so.
Oh, yeah. Eric's in the sauna now.
You're actually hardcore as fuck, Gemma. It's ridiculous. Derek.
I know. My tattoo is actually just this. I mean, it's crazy. Shuckers. What will I do next? Wildcard Watts over here.
Can we just appreciate Scooter Derek's background?
Yeah, Scooter, you look amazing.
I can't actually see Scooter, but I'm guessing he's in a sauna.
It's really beautiful.
Bloody hell.
There we go.
The screen's fogging up, Scooter.
Can't say it. There's way too many people here. Hey, just quickly, Josh.
Yes.
You know, I think you were there when I got in trouble from Amy because I threw out all of the cards that she had written me.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And the most annoying thing was I was like, oh man, I've done such a good job of like decluttering. I'm, you know, being a bit of a minimalist.
You didn't take a photo of them though, did you? I think that's where you went wrong.
No, I'm pretty sure that's what you said in the Times. Like, you should have taken a photo. And I was just, oh no, this could be another one. I wanted to get oh my God, I'm just now seeing the Russian sauna that Derek is in with all those men. Oh, wow. Is that Fat Bastard? Maybe Fat Bastard. Yeah, maybe. Because when I was growing up, I would make a lot of fires in the backyard and Dad used to read the newspaper. So he'd buy paper, which means he'd put it into like a big box where you'd be able to go and get paper to use for the fire. Mm-hmm. But this is not a household where we buy paper, and I don't know who buys papers anymore unless you're at a cafe reading the ones they've bought.
We have a subscription. We still have a van that comes and throws it into the front garden.
Oh, mate, that's old school. That's old school.
You know Bruce Watts, so.
Yeah, but who has anyone here that is under the age of, I mean, Derek's here, I don't want to offend you. Under the age of 35 and still buys the paper every single day. Shannon, no. 5 days.
I probably would, even if I didn't live here, because we like to check if I'm in confidential.
Mate, that was my goal. Never got in.
Work expense, like, not personal.
God. Anyway, I've started using Bodhi's paintings because you get sent a lot of shit home from daycare. Mm-hmm. And so I've got a big pile of them. And now I use them as fire paper to start my fires. Is that bad?
No, I think that if he's part of it, it's like, oh, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
It looks like we're enjoying the painting and now we're using it. I think that's fine.
Well, I kissed one before and I said goodbye to it. But I was like, my mum still has. Hands up if your mum here or parent has a tooth or hair still kept. Ramble's got it.
Probably.
Nicole's got it. Nicole, I'm just unmuting you now. There we go. Nicole, what has your mum got still of yours?
I think everything.
Every toenail you've ever clipped.
She collects a lot. Like, it's ridiculous. So
has she got a tooth? Because mum's got, I've found, like, random teeth at my parents' joint.
Yeah, she's got, I think, like, my first, because all four came out at once. So I think she got my first four.
Right. Four came out at once? What happened? Were you in some form of car accident?
No, it was just really, really random. All, like, top two, bottom two, just all gone.
Nicole, your hair is so shiny. I would be keeping, like, things from you also.
what's your secret, Nicole? What are you doing with your hair?
It's not washed. I don't know.
Oh, really?
It looks so lustrous. Oh. As you were.
Is that natural waves in your hair or is that just a little
It's reaction? Half natural, half, like, I fixed up the front bit when I
That's my vibe. The back is the bird's nest.
JJ, did I tell you about how I once saw a girl that I knew and I said to her, I saw her at Macca's. It's when you're 16, 17, you frequent those kind of places, or you know. I mean, it depends. Some people can still frequent them. But I saw this girl I know and I said to her, oh, have you been swimming? And she said, no, what do you mean? I said, your hair's wet. And she said, no, it's not. She just had severely greasy hair. And I just said that she'd been swimming. It was...
That's not ideal.
It was no fucking good. Who else has something? Who else's parents keep stuff? Oh, Cam. Hang on, Cam.
Hopes and dreams.
Cam.
Yeah, so my...
Go for it, Cam.
My parents have mine and my sister's, all of our teeth, all of our baby teeth in different Tupperware containers that they just keep in their closet.
Jeez. Really? Is that some sort of like 23 and me?
I don't know what they're keeping it for, but I discovered it when I was 16. Like, they didn't tell us about it. And really? I was just very freaked out by it. I don't know. I was in there looking for something and there was just a box of teeth.
That's a fun one.
I tell you what, though, if you wanted to fake your death, burn their house down and somehow make it out like you were there, and they'll find a whole bunch of teeth in the wreckage.
It's a lot of work. Like,
yeah, a lot of work. A lot of work, but I don't know.
How much of the of Tiger King have you watched?
I'm up to episode 5, I think.
Okay. Hands up if you're watching Tiger King or if you finished it. I'm just
1, 2, 3, okay. 4, 5.
And so, Glenn, you're in Florida. Are you close to any of the action? Hang on, unmuting you.
Yeah, not too far away. Couple of hours away from Tampa, which is where Carol's place is. But you know what the scary thing was about Tiger King is it didn't seem that, like, out there. I see these people every day walking around on the street.
Yeah. Wow. I mean,
is it a Florida thing? What's the deal?
Yeah, Florida thing. Like, you guys have heard the Florida man meme, right?
No.
Yeah,
no.
So what's the...
Like, Florida man arrested for doing this. Florida man caught on camera doing
it. Now, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Your birthday, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God, that's funny, but I do have a Florida man. I saw a Florida man ate a police officer's face. I did see that article once because he was on
Miami. That was down in Miami. That was down in Miami. Bath salts. We were staying at a hotel just around the corner from there.
Yeah.
When that happened.
You showed him the bath salts, didn't you?
Fucking crazy.
Did you also say that homeless guy on bath salts. There's a bunch of kangaroos as well.
What?
Yeah, there's zoos around here. Not zoos, like private collectors that have kangaroos and stuff. You can probably drive within half an hour and find a kangaroo.
Man, I mean,
that was crazy at the start of the series where they were like, there's more
tigers in captivity in the US than there are in the wild.
Than there are, the yeah, world. It's nuts.
Hey, Glenn, who would you be out of Tiger King? Because we've I'm the fake rich guy from Vegas.
Is it Joel?
I don't know. I don't know who I'd be. I was trying to think who my favorite character was, and I think it's the long haired guy from the zoo who helps everybody out. And when they ask him about Doc's wife, he just, what's he say? He says like, I don't fucking care, or fuck off, or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah, that. I love it. I mean, but the reality is you kind of look like Tiger King's boyfriend, the guy with no teeth.
You've got beautiful teeth.
I've got all my teeth.
I know. He does now too. I saw he did an interview with Kyle and Jackie O this morning, and it was train wreck. It was a train wreck of an interview.
Doc, I was watching some podcast where Doc was on, and he was he's the guy who has all the wives, and he was saying that they got that husband, the one with the tattoo and stuff, to take off his top, but also take, like, he'd already had his teeth done. He was saying,
oh, he took out his fake teeth or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I was wondering, like, who decides that it's good for them to sit around and do an interview without a shirt on for the whole
thing? I mean, you like,
it was when we first met, you had your top off and it was pretty cold. Yeah,
it's true.
it is kind of weird. I'm wondering how they had so much footage. Like how
they filmed it all.
No, but then they lost a whole bunch.
Yeah. You've got to think that they were filming that. The guys that filmed this show were filming it for a long time, and like the narrative just changed half a dozen times along the way.
Oh, sorry guys. Outside of this, I reckon it'll be the new Tiger King. I've seen a lot of people talking about, and maybe we can pull Russ Geese in because he has some sort of tech understanding.
There you go, Russ.
Yeah. Anti 5G communities. They're saying they're alongside the anti vaxxers, and they sound like F-wits.
Look, it's, what is this? There's been so much study done around the safety of 5G because we wouldn't be allowed to put it on top of poles if there was health risks. So all the due diligence has been done, and there's plenty of information up on telstra.com.
Sorry, mate. It's muted. Oh, my God.
Microsoft.com as well.
Does anyone who doesn't plug their business want to tell us what is the danger of 5G? I feel like Jordan Michaelides will have something to say, and then we'll have to retract it in about a month when it comes out. And he's the complete opposite.
Is Jordan hosting as well, by the way? Is that why he can unmute himself?
That's very personal, Tommy.
No, but I feel like you have something to say.
Everything. It's up.
Yeah, I have to. I host a podcast, right? You got to have an opinion on fucking everything. it's shit, right? Like it's not gonna make you. It's not gonna give you brain cancer.
Hopefully
that's like
not.
A lot of what the claims are related to.
So that's what they're saying. They're saying it's going to be bad.
It's gonna give you cancer. The question is how fast is the internet, you know?
And when does the cancer come on?
Yeah, exactly.
It's, I mean, it is a bit weird. I mean, but they're saying that anti-vaxxers are also jumping on the anti-5G bandwagon, which sounds about right, because there's a bunch of anti-vaxxers talking about coronavirus now that are like, it's not as bad as what you think.
Yeah. There's a lot of quiet anti-vaxxers at the moment. Has anyone noticed that?
Well, the ones that were just sort of publicly saying and sharing the information about not vaccinating their kids, I can't say I follow my anti-vaxxers closely, but you're right.
That's where I'm at. I don't see any of it because I don't have any of them on any social media platform.
But hey, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I am anti-admin. I haven't had a vaccine in a long time. When are you meant to get them? Who tells you?
You do
every year, I think.
And
really? In terms of flu shot,
when you're a big boy, Josh, you normally walk that out yourself.
But what are you meant to, without shade? I don't know, ask Bree. Did you answer the question?
What was the question?
I just like, when are you meant to get that? So you meant to get vaccines every year?
Yeah. No, it depends on the vaccine. No, like
I got my flu shot yesterday. That's probably the only thing.
Mate, you've been taught, and you haven't stopped fucking talking about it.
So hang on,
it's not promo.
It's a it's a status symbol. You think it's you're the sickest unit here because you're
covered. Shannon Tilney, how many vaccines did you get for your son? And I hope that you are not an anti-vaxxer, and that's what we're about to work out.
I'm anti-vaxxers. So I
good.
Take great joy in calling out people. That it's one of the only things that I'll ever call out people for, but I'm very passionate about vaccines. And I know people that don't vaccinate, and it drives me absolutely mad. So the flu vaccine period should be, I think it's March to May. So that's the most prime time to get your flu vaccine, which, yes, Josh, you should be getting every single year.
When we can actually get back into the office, we should just organise a doctor to come out and give them to everyone. You can pay.
Great idea.
Because
if all you guys get it done, then I'm pretty good, right?
All right, heard of you. You just rely on everyone else.
That's actually a fair point. That is a fair point.
But
if you die, and we'll be fine. So if the flu gets you and it doesn't get us, I mean. Right.
Actually, I wanted to ask Sarah Young about the her April Fools. Sarah, what did you do for April Fools?
So on April Fools morning, I got my kids' school uniforms. It's school holidays here in Victoria. I put their school uniforms up on their bedroom doors as I do every school morning. And I woke them up in a panic saying, quick, you have to get up and put your school uniforms on and sit at the table on your school laptops because they're going to do a live Zoom call to tell you what is happening for the rest of the next school term. And one's a teenager and one's nearly a teenager. And they were not impressed. They didn't look to the funny side.
Did they fall for it though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, suckers. That's all you need. That's a win.
The funniest sight was seeing them in their school uniform just sitting at the table. Even one of the kids had the school hat on. I loved it. It was very good.
Oh, my God. My old man used to get up at like probably 5:30 every morning. It's where I like to say I inherited like being a morning person, seeing him get up to go to work and be, you know, landscaping all day. But one day he woke up and he got completely dressed, got ready, had his muesli, did his yoga. It was about 2:30 a.m. He totally fucked it. And it was the middle of the night, but it was so good when he told me.
Is anyone struggling to sleep at the moment? Hands up if you're struggling to sleep.
We've got a few. That's a lot of hands. Who wants to
let's go to Scooter. I'm interested in Scooter. Scooter, what's the deal?
Mate, how's he unmuting himself?
He's hosting the call.
I didn't touch it. I didn't go
to myself. I think everyone can unmute. I think
we can all unmute ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, don't tell them. Sorry. Don't tell everyone. Everyone's
I can unmute.
Ramble. I've muted Ramble.
You've pushed Ramble off the call.
Everyone.
No, don't.
What can I get Ramble to do? Allow record.
Can you do a TikTok?
Spotlight video.
Oh, you've got rid of him.
What does a spotlight video do, by the way?
I think that. Try it.
I don't know who to do it on. I'll do it on you. Cam. Hang on.
Here we go, Cam.
Spotlight video. There you go.
Oh, great. He's
Look at that.
On the screen.
Oh, so I'm on everyone's screen. Right
yeah. Yeah. Right. Great. Cam, have you been sleeping well?
Not particularly. I never sleep well, though. I work in breakfast radio, so I'm just used to not sleeping.
It's the cortisol that kicks in at about 7 p.m. when you realize that you have to be up at, you know, 4 a.m. the next day.
Yeah, but I've always been a night person, so I'm going to bed at like 11 or midnight no matter what time I need to wake up.
You're an animal.
Are you getting up then?
I wake up at 5 every morning.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that is.
Derek, why aren't you sleeping, mate?
I just get a bit of anxiety in it and sort of selfish anxiety, I guess. So it's like by the time you spend the day dealing with the kids and the business and the lockdown and, you know, basically being crammed into a tiny house, then by the time I lie in bed, that's when I start processing my own fear of mortality.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So you're worried about being dead?
Yeah, I worry about dying of coronavirus because I've got like shit for lungs and stuff like that. So they just process that while I'm lying in bed, and then eventually I go to sleep.
Do you think much about legacy?
Oh, no. Nah. There's no time for that. I've missed that boat. It's like superannuation.
What are you thinking about? You're just trying to get your life insurance sorted or what?
Yeah, definitely. Got that locked in. Oh, first thing I did.
What does life insurance look like? Like how much is Fiona and the kids getting, you reckon?
If we knock you off.
Bare minimum. Like they're not going to be like set up like the...
Quarter of a mil?
Like a king. But it pays off the house.
Okay.
I'm out. That's all right.
Better check because we've refinanced.
The new amount or the old amount? Does it come with the debt or without?
Did you know that you know the banks will give you relief, I guess, with your mortgage? So it looks like the way they're doing that is to freeze your payments, but the payments you would have made go on to your total.
Okay. Oh, really? So it's upping your mortgage.
Yeah. So if you owe 300 grand and you would normally pay $1,000 a month or whatever, mm-hmm. then at the end of 6 months, your mortgage will be 306,000.
Okay.
Which, I think it's a big deal.
So in Australia, they're allowing people to access their, they're saying that they may allow people to access up to $20,000 of your superannuation. Is any Gronk here going to access their superannuation if they can? Put your hands up. Anyone? We've got a lot of barefoot investors here. I heard this thing. I mean, I don't think I was... I've only got like 40 grand or something, which I'm thinking I don't want to access it. But I heard this, that if you access... say $20,000 by the time you retire, if you'd left that 20 grand in there, it equates to about $120,000 mm-hmm. over the life of the investment, all that cash being in your superannuation fund, which makes it the most stupid thing to pull out.
Well, the really stupid thing is that it was designed for sole traders, and sole traders, like how many sole traders actually put cash into their superannuation? I don't reckon. Like when
Tiff's
I was
nodding. Tiff, do you have superannuation living over in Bali?
I have zero superannuation. I have applied. Well, I clicked the button on the MyGov that says I'm basically jobless at the mm-hmm. moment because with Corona, like I'm the first thing to go in terms of marketing. So I've lost all my clients. So I'm applying Centrelink.
Yeah, there's nothing.
First time ever that I've ever done that. And like, there's no shame in that. Like at the moment, I'm so grateful. And of course, I have money offshore, which is always a thing. And most of my clients pay into my offshore account anyway.
You're not actually joking. I thought you were just, sort of pulling our leg offshore accounts. Yeah, what do you mean? What do you mean offshore account?
An Indonesian bank account, right?
Okay.
And so, why did you just?
Are you a million? Sorry, Tiff. Are you a millionaire in Indonesia?
I am.
Sick. I know a millionaire.
I'm a millionaire every day in Indonesia.
And so, why did you decide to come back to Melbourne, Tiff?
A couple of things.
Me.
Yes, Jeff. Just because you're the sole reason. I love you.
Really. I assumed as much.
No. So, a couple of reasons. One is, you guys would. No, I live in a small village at my parents' house, but it's like easily 35 minutes from like the tourist area. And whilst that's incredible to live in a normal time during a global pandemic, the local, we call them the Bunjar. So the Bunjar is like the local council, so to speak. They were getting a little bit iffy. And I didn't want to be in a situation where the Australian government had given me a small window to get home. And then if I hadn't chosen to come home to Australia, then the Bunjar turned around and said, hey, you can't stay here.
Oh, wow.
I was kicked out of my house. And then my apartment in the tourist area is actually being renovated at the moment. So I can't live there. So I would have had nowhere to live. So there's that. And then also I love my home and I love the people on the island, but they also live in really close confines and the level of community transmission will be so incredibly high. We still had, when everybody else had barred China from coming into their country, we still had Chinese tourists, you know, on the island wandering about. And that was, you know, and that's has been an issue. Like a girlfriend of mine had Corona. Sorry, guys, if you need to drink on that.
Oh, yeah, I'm drinking.
A girlfriend of mine had Corona in December.
What?
Yeah, and she was in Bali. She came back to Australia.
Early adopter.
Oh, my God. No, that's patient zero. Yeah. Do you know patient zero, Tiff?
Really, really scary. And I'm like, I'm not sure that I hadn't already had it when I got back to Australia anyway, because I was sick for like 5 weeks, same symptoms. But there was no like level of testing going on in Australia. Then it was just like, oh, yeah, you've got the flu. You've got a virus. Just ride it out.
And you had a hazmat outfit, didn't you, on the way home?
What?
So,
but that's very cool now.
10 out of 10, like, epic idea. So In the rainy season, I have a jacket and rain pants that I wear on my scooter so I don't get wet when I'm driving. And so I basically bought two because I had two separate flights. So I changed out of full rain jacket, plastic pants on, two masks, and my glasses. And I basically, like, as soon as I got to Jakarta, I ditched the first outfit, completely ditched all my clothes.
It's like a Katy Perry concert.
Get a full on like outfit change.
Used to be a fashion blogger, so this is not surprising.
Yeah, former fashion blogger. Actually, Jem, do you remember, you know Em Edwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she
know her.
Yeah, I know. We love her. So
this is good banter.
Yeah. Now it's just a catch up between Jem and Tiff. Over to you, girls.
Well, she lives in Bali as well, and she's a good friend of mine. She actually stayed in my best friend villa. And so she was on the flight back to Jakarta with me, and I said, babe, go get yourself a hijab.
Is that your landline, by the way, Tiff? Is that your parents' landline?
Who's home phone?
Yeah, what's going on? What are they paying a month on the landline?
Can we get a hands up who has a home phone still? Gemma, one, two, all the people that's
hearing sees the yay halfway through the interview with Sarah, just telemarketers galore.
And can we also get the people who still live at home to put their hands up, because it's pretty much everybody who just put their hand up. Yep, it's the same people.
I want to get Harry. How's things at home?
Well, we got a storm coming in, so I'm like...
Oh, he's
destroys his internet.
He's got the worst internet going around in regional New South Wales. I think we're getting about 2 frames a second. Are you there, 97? I'm absolutely pissed, to be honest. I've had, because I'm not... You go, Sebs.
What do you mean?
Talk.
Okay. Oh, you haven't talked at all this whole episode. Hey, I was just thinking, guys, should I go get my fire and change my cameras now and do it mid-show? Oh,
that'd be good fun.
All right, hang on.
Yes, mid-show. When are we doing kick-ons then?
Oh, well then it will bleed into kick-ons. Oh,
okay.
So we all got to drink. Kick-ons was the word, guys.
I mean, Josh.
Oh, fuck. I've just said it.
I think it was Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, Leah, hang on. I'm muting Leah.
Oh, nightmare. Marilyn Monroe said, if you can't handle me at kick-ons, you don't deserve me at pre-drinks.
Really? Is that what I didn't know pre-drinks had been around that long.
Yeah, no, that's... I'm definitely being 100% serious, and that's a genuine quote.
I like it. Leah, what's going on?
I'm a bit sad because I sent... you know how Hamish Blake's doing Zoom for one more?
Yeah.
I sent him this Zoom and he hasn't shown up. So I feel like I've been stood up for a date, you know?
That's so
not
sad.
Taking it personally, but...
That was so funny. Yeah, I liked the one that he did with the swimmers.
Yeah, that was good.
That was any chance to get your top off? I'm literally...
Are you falling asleep, Josh?
I feel good. To be honest, it's been an annoying day, so I feel good. But
what's been you're not even about the one it?
That you
want to bet? Tell us, Josh.
The annoying thing was not to be unprofessional, but... A client was demanding a voiceover artist voiceover to get done. And so I like rushed to get the voiceover done. They squeezed us on price. And so I'm like, I'm just going to pass on the cost, not going to charge you. And anyway, they fucked the script. So we get the voiceover done and then I give it to them and they're like, I get all these emails like, oh, hey, we need the words changed. I'm like, well, that's a different script. And so anyway, it's fine.
And this is all before you kicked a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, yeah. And then I stood on it. Brie has been dialing in the vacuum.
Oh, there you go.
She's been doing a lot of vacuum cleaning. And I kicked the Dyson whilst I was FaceTiming.
Tell us about the new couch.
Oh, the couch is great. Brie got
she got Pete's help.
Well, yeah, it's the same couch that we recommended to Pete Shepherd. How did TJ leave us? Here we go. He's joining us now. TJ, where are you, mate?
He's gone.
Hang on.
He's not on his
chair. I just added him into the call. I think there might be...
He probably needs to enable video.
But anyway, with the couch, we sold the couch to, and we got less than what we wanted based on, we wanted to support this, a woman who was pregnant, who just lost her job. But then we don't, I'm just going to take it on face value, Sev. I think that's probably the best thing to do. But, as they were, we look after everything and the couch was like pristine. And when it was in the lift, she had the audacity to ask Brie, she's like, oh, is that like, is it slightly off color, like trying to squeeze on price? It was a nightmare. I hate selling shit. Jem, what was the last thing you sold?
Probably dresses or shoes.
Mm. Do you do?
But I don't really do it. It's so much. I'm a bit the same. I don't like selling. I just donate everything now. Mm. Everyone's like, you can make so much money, do a Campbell Market stall. But
fuck,
I would.
That.
Yeah, it's so much admin. Maybe
I've been meaning to sell my. I was just gonna say I have been meaning to sell my still camera for months, and now like no one wants to buy that shit. So we're just keeping it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, at least it takes good photos.
Yeah, it takes great photos.
But clothes, I just donate, even if they were expensive. Like I just can't be bothered.
Hey guys, can you see me?
Yeah, here we go.
I'm here, guys.
Can you light the fire?
Of course I can. This is why I've got it. Here we go.
You not light it with a match. You just...
Mate, I'm an absolute bogan who lights it with a blowtorch.
What's annoying is that there's still a little rectangle taking up space. It's just your empty chair.
Someone kick the other one out?
Yeah, I'll try and get rid of him.
Finish him.
Do I sound good?
You sound great.
Yeah, you sound all right.
All right. Mason, you said I sounded all right. George says I sound great. Which one is it?
Removes you.
Is Amy still at work?
Yeah, hang on. All right, I'm going to light this fire.
Yeah, hang on. don't get bogged down, Jim.
I'm just wondering, is he going to do a Joe Exotic and put TNT in there? And have the whole thing just blow up?
That's the dream. That is the dream.
Just checking we're recording this just in case this turns into
I
thought you were recording, Jordan.
Yeah, I didn't. I couldn't be fucked. So.
guys, it's been lit and...
I looks beautiful.
I think we're all lit at this point, TJ.
Looks pretty lit.
Hey, Rory, anything interesting in the numbers? Lit. Rory looks after our analytics. What's happening on the analytics, Rory?
I've just been dialing in the...
dialing in?
Analytics. I need your... need your credentials.
Oh, really? What do you need credentials for?
For which platform?
Yeah, just hand them over verbally now.
YouTube. Oh, for YouTube. Yeah,
put them in the chat.
Do you just need API key or what do you need?
Yeah, I think it's the whole auth authentication thing.
Oh, OAuth or whatever they call it.
Just let me know and I'll tell him, right?
Yeah.
Hey, George.
Probably better to write them down.
Chinese whispers.
Hey, George, are you allowed to say Chinese whispers anymore?
Yeah.
Of course.
I am, because I'm a 16th Chinese.
Yeah, did you know that, Josh?
No, I didn't. So what does 16th Chinese mean?
It means that my grandfather, my gungung, is an eighth.
Wait, you what?
So my mum is a... No, wait. No, my grandfather's a quarter. Okay. My mum's an eighth, so I'm a 16th.
Grace, why are you nodding so much? Hang on.
Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, you're just getting...
You're just agreeing. Eighth Chinese.
That maths makes sense. Also, I'm Asian or half Asian, so yeah. I can say something like that.
Exactly.
I
can say that. Well, can we ask the half Asian, can you say Chinese whispers?
Well, I'm not Chinese.
I am.
Well, actually, I've got Chinese.
I'm so sorry.
In me,
it's the same, isn't it?
In me.
Yeah, it's Asian, not just Chinese.
What? Wow, this is a problem with everyone getting drunk.
What are you, Grace?
My dad is Malaysian, and then his mum has like Chinese descent.
So the
Malaysian, that's like Chinese.
So there's a bunch of Guys, this fire is real.
Ethnicities. We're all a bit strong, can't we?
No, there's a bunch
actually,
of ethnicities.
Actually, not even a bit.
Guys, yeah, I'm about like to that. Mute everyone. No, shut the fuck up. The,
how do you feel about a job?
The are we still recording?
We're still recording.
The
well, this fire.
We haven't said bye. So,
this so should probably so be the part of the show that isn't recorded.
Yeah, thanks. For the so fire. Grace, there's Indian, Chinese, like they're the two ethnicity, yes. Like the main ethnicity,
in Malaysia.
And then, so is your dad Malaysia, or how does this work?
Bit of a contentious issue, but I think it's like. I think his dad's more the Indian Malay, but then his mum had Chinese descent. So, yeah.
Have you ever been to KL? Sure. KL?
No. Oh, probably when I was a baby. And then I was going to live in Singapore, but then mum and dad decided to move back to Perth. So, yeah.
Has anyone lived in Singapore? Is that too much of a rich question?
When I was four.
I've been at the airport.
Great airport.
Good airport. Spend a bit of time there.
How good's the fire, TJ?
It looks
really crackling. It's going.
Mate, it was all for aesthetics. I've got it in a teepee.
I can see the smoke from my house.
Mate, my arm hair is about to burn. This is how hot it is.
The fire is too big for the pit.
It's real big. It's almost
Have
too
you got
big.
Marshmallows?
I went and bought some more. So, yes, I do.
Who's been doing baking whilst being in? Grace, what are you being baking?
Did you not see my story, Josh?
No, I didn't. Sorry, I saw you. You've been doing a lot of art. 97 said, Grace sent me
a flower. Is this confidential or
no?
Is this allowed to go on air? Or
he actually meant a flower of a painting, a painting of a flower.
Yeah. So I've been trying to channel my Shem's inner loving artist. It. Because I'm not artistic whatsoever. And all my friends are really good. So I've just been trying to paint. But yeah.
Are you okay, Shannon?
Okay, you are cracking me up. Painting of a flower, flower of a painting. I mean, have another Pinot doll. I can't wait.
Well, Brie said not to finish it all.
Please do.
No.
Another Pinot
I've ever heard.
Are we guys? Are we close to kick-ons?
All right. Well, I'll wrap it up. It's the daily talk show. 97. Have we had any reviews? Seriously?
Yeah, we did.
What have they said?
So we got a review from Brooke. Great quality content.
Thanks,
Brooke. The daily talk show is the ultimate podcast if A, you like a virtual room full of gronks, virtual due to COVID-19. B, awesome banter. Definitely not lacking from any one member in particular. And C, the life advice.
She's talking about
me.
Then?
Yeah. And see the life advice you didn't need but really appreciate. And lastly, a mindful and positive space where gronks can learn all kinds of helpful tools and skills under the sun. Thanks, legends.
Grace, how do you think Sevs is when it comes to banter?
I think he's actually quite good.
Yeah.
That's nice. Thank you.
Learn from the best.
Learn from the best.
Yeah, you guys have given him some tips over the last few days, so that's great. Yeah.
To be honest, he's actually been paid to learn how to do banter. Yeah. Wow, wasn't going to happen any other way.
just quickly, a question for Grace. When are you planning on coming over to Melbourne?
Wait, just very quickly, if I'm keen as mustard.
What's Jordan?
Jordan is...
Whenever ScoMo lifts the ban, I'm going to visit some family over there.
Did anyone listen to the Fordo?
When are you putting a ring on it?
Here we go, Harry.
When are you putting a ring on it?
Okay, we can mute Harry. Can someone mute Harry?
When are you putting a ring on it?
I can't find him.
He's muted. Did anyone listen to Fordo's? Did anyone listen to Fordo's episode?
When are you putting a ring on it?
I listened to Fordo's episode.
Sorry, not Fordo's episode. Fordo's show. Did he actually use the Grace Grab? Does anyone know? Anyone listen to Fordo's show?
It's very niche.
It's Sydney
right
specific.
I reckon he would have used it. He wouldn't have said.
Sure,
he wouldn't like say something that he didn't mean. Like for example, that I have amazing energy. Just off the top of my head, like things he said.
That's nice.
All right, Gouda is going to extreme efforts for his background, by the way.
Better munter than muted. Oh, that's funny. Gouda, any final words?
Put your hand up if you want. Don't just.
No, I've got beginning words. Final words. Are you still recording?
Yeah. We're going to stop in 30 seconds.
Oh, fantastic. Take care, guys. This is so important. I want everyone in the world to be doing little groups like this. Don't be shy. Josh, that app.
House party.
Get on there. Don't feel weird. I got on there and I was thinking, Josh, you're a big sissy. And then I got on there and I was too scared.
Wait, can I quickly speak
Scooty
to Cam?
Added me on house party.
Where is Cam? Cam, mate, why are you on house party at 10 a.m. every single morning?
10 a.m. is when my radio show finishes.
And so you just jump straight onto house party. So are you seeking people to talk to at 10 a.m.?
I think 10 a.m. is just when I get a bit of free time. So I just want to see what's going on, see if anyone is on, check my friend requests, that kind of thing.
It's a kind of app that's
blowing up right now. So if you joined, I would get like a notification that you've joined because I'm like Facebook friends with you.
And so
I'm
when you're
catching up on all of that stuff.
So that's cool.
What was that? What was that, Jim?
Oh, Jill Watts just downloaded it in the last hour. So. You know it's the place to be when Jilly's on there.
And my mum's on there as well. So. Yeah.
Also, one final thing. I love Emma's just asked Grace how old she is. And Grace has said, I'm 24. Hashtag cougar. Hashtag yes.
Cougar.
Cougars are good.
Very relevant.
I've got a cougar.
No, so have I. Who's I've got a cougar.
I'm a cougar.
How old's Amy? How old are you?
I'm 31. She's 33.
Bree turns 30 in May. So
is that just a reminder of that you need to get her a present?
I wonder what. And then
that's not a cougar.
But I turned 30 in September, so she's older than me.
It's still not a cougar.
It's not a cougar. It's been
both. What's it called the other way around? What are you when you
a liger?
Cradle snatcher.
Creep.
Toy boy.
Cradle snatcher.
All right, guys. Thanks, everyone, for coming.
Just really quickly, Ian, how often are you using the basketball ring? Hang on. I'm submuting. Sorry. Can you give me permission, Ian? I need to know this.
Here we go.
Sorry. Ian, how? I know you've got the worst internet connection out of everyone.
No, Harry's is worse.
But how?
Yeah, for sure.
How often are you using the basketball ring?
Sorry, you asked.
Brought to you by the NBN. All right, it's a daily talk show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address if you want to send us an email. We're going to kick on right now.
Yeah, I need a top up.
Okay.
See you tomorrow, guys.
Bye. Have a good one.